This is St. Louis Public Radio. Some Kirkwood residents see a much different city 10 years after a shooting at City Hall. The incident revealed racial fault lines in the St. Louis County community. St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenbee takes a closer look at how generations see the city's progress.
How do we move forward? Some residents in the city of Kirkwood grapple with this question when events expose painful memories. It's been 10 years since Meacham Park resident Charles Lee Cookie Thornton, a Black man, shot and killed 5 people and wounded 2 others at Kirkwood City Hall. Police killed Thornton at the scene. The tragic event is a sensitive subject in Kirkwood, and people are cautious about sounding sympathetic toward Thornton. But some say there is something undeniable about the decades-long conditions in a mostly Black enclave in Kirkwood that may have led to Thornton's unraveling. For example,
parts of Meacham Park didn't have sewage or indoor sewage or streets until 1970s. I mean, you can imagine going to school with kids who had everything, and you went to an outhouse in your backyard every single day.
Jean Vogel, who is white, is the executive director of Webster Arts. The organization, the Repertory Theater, and Springboard Learning received a grant to tell stories about a local community. They chose Meacham Park.
We aren't these little tiny pockets. We're a huge community, and there's a lot of healing to be done and a lot of communication that needs to be made by people of all the communities so that we understand that the history of Meacham Park is my history, too.
16-year-old Claire Boysen was a child when the shooting happened. She's trying to understand Kirkwood's complex past and report on the anniversary of the shooting for the student paper, the Kirkwood Call.
They know that this happened, but they don't know, you know, that Cookie lived in Meacham Park. They don't know that when he came in, he had a sign that said something like, the unrest in Meacham Park will continue unless, like, everyone's voice is heard.
Boysen says efforts at school to hear what students have to say about racial inequality have helped in a mostly white, mostly wealthy, and very insulated city.
Kirkwood feels like a bubble. It feels like Everybody in Kirkwood knows everybody else at Kirkwood.
That's 17-year-old Jack Rintoul. He's another student journalist at the school paper. He recently wrote about the lack of racial diversity among school faculty. He remembers carpooling to and from baseball games with an elementary school friend who lived in Meacham Park. He says one time when the parents driving them entered the neighborhood, they locked the doors.
You don't see as much diversity here, and so you're confused on to why they would do that when you're going into just a different neighborhood, which is what you're thinking as a kid.
Meacham Park has had a hard time living down hurtful outside perceptions. But the kids who live there see a much different community. A few children from the neighborhood are hanging out at the house where Janet Jones lives. 13-year-old Tanya Fuller says she loves her community.
Like, I grew up with my friends, and it's like, there's like parks, and there's like, everybody's so friendly, and like, it's just a community.
And here's 14-year-old Lauren Halsey.
I like how it's like a family, like community, like everyone knows each other, and I feel like really comfortable around here.
Janet Jones has purposefully made her home a welcoming location for residents. She runs the community group Moms of Meacham. She's 70 years old and has lived in Meacham Park her whole life. Now she says families from the city and the county want to move there.
People are attracted to coming to this neighborhood because of the housing. And you're close to the school, you're close to everything. And that's why they're coming in here.
She says white families are buying homes in the neighborhood for half the price of what they'd pay elsewhere in Kirkwood.
The future, I hope, is just to keep growing.
For Jones, Vogel, and young Kirkwood residents, the city is gradually moving out of the shadow of its past. I'm Ashley Listenbee, St. Louis Public Radio.